Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scala Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. Global, we begin in Europe. Chris's business there observes this headline. Eurozone is already in recession on energy squeeze. This is the UBS, the European Bank. European energy soars as pressure mounts on leaders to ease pain. French power hits record as nuclear halts deepen Europe's crisis. Aid for energy bills could actually make a cost of living crisis worse, says Bloomberg. Chris, a very good evening to you. The energy story in Europe, long underway, is now turned into a crisis that leads to panic. I've read you the headlines from Bloomberg Europe. The United Kingdom had a headline in the Telegraph within the last hours that was even more dire, suggesting that there was planning underway in London for 3 successive winters of rationing of electricity, energy, to manufacturers and plants throughout the United Kingdom. That's wartime thinking, but there is a war in Europe. The headline suggesting that the war will be continued and perhaps grow is this from Bloomberg. Ukraine latest, Putin orders army to recruit 137,000 more troops at the 6-month mark. So what is it that you see in your business model, because you do business to business in Europe? Are the franchises, are the retailers already reflecting this energy squeeze? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. You're seeing businesses react across Europe to input from leaders, Macron in France, Dutch leader, Belgian leader, British leaders or others, saying hard times are ahead. So as governments are starting to communicate to people, energy costs will continue to rise. There may be shortages of energy. There may be shortages of food. You're starting to see that sink in at the business side. And traditionally in business, when that happens, you get business slowdown and major capital expenses. So businesses are starting to kind of batten down the hatches for what could be a series of long winters. But it's very, very clear that regardless of the Ukraine war, the energy shortages and problems that are starting to hit Europe will neither be quick to resolve nor simple to resolve, and there is pain ahead.
Yes, we had that moment in Glasgow in November of 2021 when the European authorities came together and committed themselves to renewables. There is reverse marching going on right now. The open question is, how long will the reverse marching last? For example, Germany, still debating nuclear power, clearly reopening coal faces or coal-fired generating plants and seeking to import energy, coal, which was understood to be on its way out. We do have the reduction in gas from Nord Stream 1 that may or may not last through the winter. We also know that there will be a date certain when Europe will no longer buy Russian oil or permit Russian oil to flow into Europe. So we're looking at that right now. And your measure is that this is not going to be anytime soon. This will extend into 2023. Is that what you see as well? All we can see is, say, the second quarter now. Do you see it beyond that?
Absolutely beyond that. When you're seeing major industries that might be in petrochemical, metals, aluminum, steel, starting to either shut down plants because of the cost of energy or say we're going to phase these out very quickly in the near future, you're going to see further kind of ripples throughout supply chains in Europe where base materials and high energy costs to produce items start to be reduced in market, which will then drive the prices up, drive further economic disruption within those markets. So this is going to be around for a couple of years at best.
We move from Europe, where the headlines are stark, to China, where the headlines can be misleading. Over these last weeks and months, the story that's dominated is supply chain COVID-19. I saw a photograph the other day from Beijing, I believe, of people outside a bank, one of the Chinese state banks, waiting to go in, I presume, and gathered on the steps were blue-smocked men with plastic, with face masks of plastic see-through, holding what seemed to be the paraphernalia of immediate testing for COVID-19 in order to go in the bank. It was a strange shot because the civilians, that is the people seeking to go in the bank, were dressed for summer fare. And then these men in blue smocks, that's what the conditions look like in China and have for some weeks. And now we have news of a slowdown. But what kind of slowdown? Why a slowdown? The news is that they're making more and more money available to the banks, both the national banks, the state banks, and the regional banks to lend. But nobody's borrowing. Is that consistent with your information? The borrowers have dried up.
Definitely consistent. You are seeing now the Chinese flooding liquidity into the system. They released 1 trillion won this morning into some of the regional banking operations throughout China. They're trying to restart demand, but the challenge being in much of China, all factories are closed now at least 3 days a week out of a 6-day work week because of not having enough electricity, enough power. So the negative impacts of not having electricity to keep plants operating is a huge, huge drag on the Chinese economy and Chinese productivity. That's sending shockwaves through the country because if you cannot operate factories, you cannot pay workers, and will have further kind of ramifications. Even if the Chinese are putting liquidity into the market, if the rest of the world is pulling back from orders, if the economies are slowing, that negatively impacts China quite significantly.
And by impacting China, does that attach itself to the supply chain that we've been told created some of the conditions or for inflation? China slowed down, supply chain slowed down, inflation continue?
The issue relative to supply chain problems in China that's really started in the last 2 weeks because of the power outages has not even been seen or felt yet in the West. The supply chains are longer. So in the next 2, 3, 4 months, you'll start to see significant impact, principally around Christmas time, because those products are being made and shipped now. So the impacts of current will push off into the future a little bit. What does that mean for longer supply chain stability? Really depends on, does the Chinese power restore to factories when this heat wave breaks in September, October, or is this a longer term condition because of low coal supplies and preparing for winter? If the factories are staying shut down 50% of the time ad nauseum, you have a huge problem.
In the U.S., CEOs polled in a recent survey are gloomy about the immediate prospect and are looking, at least half of them are looking for layoffs in order to ride out the bumpy parts and looking for a shallow recession in 2023. I seized on that word shallow. Is that something you've heard? Is this a way of talking past worry to say it's going to be not last very long and won't be deep?
I think that's probably more just projection as opposed to reality. Many, many, many of the large Fortune 500 blue chip companies that we work with are all preparing for layoffs, some pretty significant layoffs that you'll see in many industries before, between now and end of the year. They may publicly state this could be short, this could be shallow, but they're preparing for a much longer battle.
And in America right now, this is the end of summer. People are away. We've checked on airports. We've checked on hotels through your travels. Do you see a significant change? Are people cutting back? Are people traveling more? Are there more flights? Certainly not in Europe. How about in America?
Travel is still strong throughout the country, but it's starting to lighten a bit. The airlines had reduced and continue to reduce service, especially to many of the smaller cities. So their airlines are being very good about utilizing and maximizing their return on seats. But travel is definitely still pretty significant, pretty strong.
And so here we are at an end of summer 2022, and the word recession is now commonplace in Europe. It's not commonplace here. Will that change, Chris? We have about 20 seconds.
I think it will change very specifically post-election. There's lots of news being held until the election is over. Once the election is over, then the really bumpy times could start.
Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm. This is the Scholar Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.